sports, November 79, Edward Bennett Williams buys the Orioles from Mr. Hofberger for $12.3 million. Tony Franklin of the Philadelphia Eagles kicks a 59-yard field goal. Richard Petty wins the 29th NASCAR Sprint Cup. The Astros sign Nolan Ryan to a record four-year, $4.5 million contract. Pat Summerall and John Madden broadcast a game together for the first time, a pairing that will last 22 years and become one of the most well-known partnerships in TV sportscasting history. And the International Olympic Committee votes to readmit China. It's Artie's Time Warp.
Babe, I'm leaving. I must be on my way. The time is drawing near. My train is going. I see it in your eyes. The love, the need, your tears. But I'll be lonely without you. And I'll need your love to see me through. So please believe me, my heart is in your hand.
Time Warp.
Remember, you heard it. Probably that's to it. A long time ago. Now's your chance to relive it with Living Radio. Remember.
Come on.
November 79 in Greensboro, North Carolina, five members of the Communist Workers' Party are shot to death and seven are wounded by a group of Klansmen and neo-Nazis during a Death to the Klan rally. It's the Time Warp.
Love.
Artie's Time Warp, Andrew Lloyd Webber and Tim Rice's musical Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat premieres. Peter Schaefer's musical Amadeus debuts in London, and the radio news program Morning Edition hits the air on National Public Radio, November 79. Stay tuned as Artie's Time Warp continues in November of '79.